one of the most significant things that's been said to me to open up my mind to what's going on around me. And it was said twice by the same person. And it tells me what we're in and what's wrong with society. And here's what they said. And they said it twice. And they don't even remember saying it. I don't know if I can quote it verbatim, but it's like, it was either the good thing about you is you always compare things back to the Bible, or just plain out, you always compare things out to the Bible. Well, it's a positive, whether they meant it in positive or negative, I don't know. But in my mind, I'm thinking, what are you talking about? I thought everybody did that. I thought that was normal. But evidently, it's not. It's abnormal. So if people do not have a worldview, a daily, day-by-day thought process, is this Bible? Is this biblical? Is this Scripture? The words out of their mouth, does it line up with Scripture? Is it not rightly dividing the word of truth? If your litmus test is not the Bible, how do you function in a day, in a daily basis? How do you function down here? The only way you can function is you're doing what your mama told you, your daddy told you, you're running on the program. A lot of times when you marry a woman, you're actually marrying her parents. You're marrying her mom. She's not even an independent thinker. She's not even an independent thinker. And you're sitting there thinking, and if she didn't have a mom or daddy, or they were drunks and drug heads, then she don't even have that foundation. So if you got somebody in your house that their foundation is not Bible-based, if their thinking is stinking thinking, how in the world are you going to get along with that person? How can you function with that person? If you hire people that don't have a biblically based mindset, how do you function a business? The only thing I can think is you with a rod of iron. Everything about them is anti.
If you spent your whole life
searching the Scriptures, and you got people around you that had never done that, no wonder they think you're crazy, because you can't be manipulated. You see the foolishness that comes out of their mouth. You see the contrary. You see the insanity that comes out of their mouth. This is why I tell all believers, you don't have to worry. The corporation want to hire you. The corporations want you. They're begging for you to work. They need you. Because what else do they have? To make it. They got a bunch of drunks working for them. They're going to call in sick all the time. They got a bunch of anti-Bible. They're going to be sick all the time. They're going to be literally sick all the time. Before you get saved, you have a lot of problems, stomach problems, and you have all kinds of problems before you get saved. And then when you get saved, you say, "Oh, I'm even healthier now." After you get saved, you get healthy. You feel better. What does that tell you? The spirit of the man sustains the man. That's what it tells you. Think about it. somebody who's not saved and they're working for you. They call in depressed, they call in sick, they call in tired, they call in, they got problems, their kids are in jail, they went to jail, their spouse is in jail, their car, they don't know how to maintain anything. They're not dependable. Their priorities are out of whack. They're fighting with each other at their house. They're always fighting and arguing and yelling and screaming. No peace. I mean, if you have no peace in your home, no wonder you're sick. If you have no peace in the inside, no wonder you don't feel good. You always compare things back to the Bible. Duh. That's what everybody's supposed to do, right? I thought everybody did that. How did you function without doing that? You were running on a program, your mama or your college roommates or your...
You're running on a program.
A biological robot. Biological robots running on a program. No truth, just emotions. Up and down, up and down. Emotions, emotions, emotions. No peace. Why do you think people do drugs? They're trying to get out of this place emotionally because if they look out the front door, they see sin, they see death, they see crime, they see evil, and they can't stand it because they don't want to look at themselves. If you're looking out your front door and you see evil and insanity and Jerry Springer and drama, it's a reflection of what's inside in the old Adamic nature, your flesh mind, but they don't want to say, I'm just like them. I'm a sinner just like everybody else. People have murder in their hearts, revenge, anger, wrath, cruelty, bullies, abusers, liars, cheaters. Con artists, scammers. And they always get caught. And you know they always get caught because Wile E. Coyote always destroys himself. This is what I'm trying to tell you, saints. Just abide in peace. Abide in the word. Abide in the truth. Abide. A-B is Abba. Abba Father. Abide. Remain. You look out in front of you, you think, oh, they're doing great, they're doing great, they're doing great. Well, go work in their house or go work in their place of business or do some work in their house and see how miserable they are. The Bible says, mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is peace. If your goal is peace, and their goal is not peace, what is it? Chaos. They work through chaos. I married one of them. She said it's so convoluted that the judge will never figure it out. That was her intent. That's how she lives. I thought. She didn't use the word convoluted because she wasn't smart enough to use that word. She said it was so mixed up, the judge won't figure it out. Yeah, so convoluted that you're crazy. You're insane. That's your game. They love the drama and the chaos so nobody can figure out who's the root problem. That's the game, people. That's the game of the media. That's the game of politics. That's the game of wars with other nations. Why do you think the CIA lies so much? You'll never figure it out. There's too many lies. The only way you're going to figure it out is to see it yourself. Yeah, UFOs exist. They're demons. They're demons manifesting to create confusion. Anything that is confusion is of the devil. You can read that in the book of James. That which is from God is for pure, peaceable, without hypocrisy. That which is from above. So you say, okay, should I marry this person? Well, first of all, it's pure, it's peaceable, it's without hypocrisy. Because if it's confusion in every evil work, it's definitely not from God, it's from the devil. See, if you don't know your Bible, you can't know these things. Somebody can talk a big talk, create a bunch of chaos and all that, and you think, what's going on? Is it me? Am I crazy? No, it's them causing craziness. You don't even have to know what narcissism is if you know your Bible, because you know what they are. Drama queens. It's easily intreatable. It's peaceable. It's pure. It's without hypocrisy. In other words, it has to make sense. If it's contradicting itself, it's a lie. It's a lie. The good thing about you is you always compare stuff to the Bible. Well, I thought everybody did that. That seems normal. Oh, you telling me there's people out there that don't? And the people you associate with don't? And you don't? Bye-bye. I'm done. I'm done. Save people, I know. Get saved. Come back. After you get saved and get serious about the Bible, because that's your litmus test. That's your guide. You're actually in a 3D version of the Bible. It's actually, and you should be able to see that if you're saved, because he said the things that were written down of old are for your admonition. So the Bible was written showing you all those examples of those men and women of old and how things played out to help you today. So you're still in it. You're still in it. The Bible that you open up, you read about Paul and Moses and David and these stories. It was written down. And you're still in it. It's a no-brainer. It's easy, the easy button. If there was a Jezebel, if there was an Eve, if there was a Delilah, if there was a scorner, if there was an evil person, an evil man, evil woman, then that applies today. It's still happening. It's the same spirit. The Jezebel spirit, you see it in Revelation 18. You think you're not in it. Okay, let's look at Revelation. Has Revelation happened yet? No. It's kind of happening all the time. It's happening now. Everything's being revealed, but it hasn't culminated yet. So Revelation is in the future. The new heaven, new earth in the future. So what are you in? You're in the church age. The Bible talks about the church age. You're in it. You're in it. And if you tell a fundamental independent Baptist you're in the Bible, they'll say, what are you talking about? Are you in the church age? Yeah. Are you in tribulation yet? No. Are you in Revelation yet? No. But you're in the church age and the Bible talks about it. You're in it. How can you disconnect from it? You're in it. You're in a 3D version of the Bible. The Bible was written about people before you. And if you came from Adam and Eve, if your DNA is from Adam and Eve, You're in the script too. Why do you think Hollywood has all these scripts? Why do you think when you watch a movie you cry? Because you're in it. You're in it. Why are you drawn to time travel movies? Because you're in a time loop. You're in it. Why are you drawn to watch time travel movies? Because you're in it. Just stupid. It's so simple. It's so obvious. You're in the Bible. Says a nation will come up to protect Israel. What do you think the USA is? The Bible told you that the USA was going to be developed to protect Israel. Man thinks he's doing something. Mankind thinks he's doing something. When it's all the hand of God leading the script. God is writing the script in your life. He's already written it. That's why certain patterns keep coming back. Till you step to the next level, till you wake up to it and say, oh, I mean, even the preachers can't see it. The witches see it, and they worship the never-ending story and stuff like that. We're in a never-ending story. Oh, look at the Sebastian said, call my name, call my name. Never-ending story. Call out to Jesus. Call Jesus' name. Sebastian, call my name. Or whatever his name was. You better call out to Jesus. What they're really saying in that movie is you can write your own script. The reason the witches do what they do with their games is they're trying to be their own God. They're trying to be their own God. It's writing their own script. But God is an overarching script writer until they admit they're a sinner. And run to Jesus and let him write the script. They'll forever be in confusion. And the script that they wrote, like Wanda and Doctor Strange, they end up getting demon possessed and stuff like that, don't they? Yeah, the American Dream was written by a bunch of Freemason warlocks. And that's okay, because God has an overarching game. And the saints are being blessed, and the Israel's being blessed. God allowed them to do it, but God is in control, and it was already written. He already saw it. He allowed it. He helped them bring this to pass, whether they saw visions or whether they just learned from experience or whatever they learned when they wrote the Constitution. God allowed the USA to protect Israel. And you could see it on the news yesterday. The head of Israel saying, we love those people in North Carolina. They fought for their flag and they love Israel. Even the head of Israel knows that the USA is protecting them. Right now. And that's what the Bible says. I mean, it's easy button, people. It's really easy.